Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. The Monroe Symphony Orchestra kicks off its fall season tomorrow evening with a performance titled Fanfare and First. Orchestra conductor Clay Couturio joins me to share on the concert in today's Lagniappe. Clay, good to see you.
Great to see you, Bob.
Looking forward to another great year, great concerts. And to kick things off, Clay, a familiar, vibrant selection opens the program. Tell us about what the audience will enjoy to start this new season.
Absolutely. Well, I think we have five wonderful programs for this whole season. And this first concert in particular, we open the season with Copland's Fanfare for the Common Man. And it's been played in many different types of situations, of course, within symphony orchestra concerts, too, and large brass section and with percussion. Well, great way to open the season.
Tell us some background about this. It's an interesting story and something that really played out, in the 1940s?
Yes, 1942, the vice president of the time gave a speech. And it dealt with the common man and getting through the World War II, and Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra actually asked Copland to write a piece based on vaguely on that speech, and this is what came of it.
Any idea how long it took him to put this piece together?
Not too long, and it's a short work. It's only 3.5-4 minutes long.
Right.
And there were actually many fanfares that were requested at the time. This is the one that became the most famous.
Yeah,
many composers wrote some, but Copland's is the one.
Yeah. What impresses you about this piece?
Just the vibrance, the large brass sound that comes from it. So much you can get so much from so little, as far as time is concerned. Think about that. It's remembered so well, and it's only 3.5 minutes long. That to me is the mark of a wonderful composer.
Yeah. A special guest highlights tomorrow's program, the winner of the Marjorie Strickland Emerging Artist Competition. Tell us about who's going to be joining the orchestra.
His name is Neil Nathan, and he won the competition last year, and he'll play with us tonight. Mm-hmm. Kapelleski's Cello Concerto No. 1. He'll play the first movement with us, and it's always an honor to play with an orchestra, and he's had a little bit of experience with that. All of 15 years old, he's had some experience. He started playing cello, which is an instrument after my own heart because that's my instrument.
Oh, okay.
He started when he was 4 years old, so he's played the cello for two-thirds of his life, about two-thirds of his life. And it's a wonderful little work. Kapelleski's a Russian composer born in St. Petersburg, and this work was written in 1949. And he has a lot of dialogue at the opening of this first movement that Neil's going to play, between the cello and the clarinet. So you'll hear some dialogue between our principal clarinetist, Scott Humes.
Right.
And it's going to be wonderful.
Tell us about the third piece the orchestra will be performing tomorrow night.
It is a French work, the French composer Jacques Ibert. And it is called Suite Symphonique, and it is a suite. Is a movement of several movements, and it has to do with the city of Paris. And each movement depicts different things that happened in Paris back in 1930. For instance, I'll give you just one example. The first movement is called the Metro, and it's everybody can relate to getting up in the morning, getting ready to go to work, and at the beginning there are 8 chimes that happen at the beginning of the piece, and that's the clock going to work. You hear it into the city, 8 o'clock in the morning, and everybody knows what it's like to be late trying to get to work. So that's just one depiction of the work.
Well, Sibelius's Symphony No. 1 in E minor closes the program. What can you share about the background of this particular piece?
Oh, I truly love this work, and think about it. Your first symphony, you're a composer, you want to show what you can do to the world.
Right.
First symphony, well, before Sibelius, of course, everyone knows Beethoven and 9 symphonies of Beethoven. And after he wrote those, composers had a hard time writing symphonies because they knew they were going to be compared to him. In fact, another composer after Beethoven was Brahms. And he waited till he was 56, I think, around there, years old, to even show off his first symphony because he was afraid of what people would think after Beethoven. Well, Sibelius, he had his first symphony, and he actually went to Brahms to show him, to say, you know, Maestro, what do you think of this? And,
right.
And Brahms, being the old school type of guy that he was, said, work on your form and do this and that, and then and it's too fragmented, then you'll be okay. Well, that's a lot coming from him. But it showed what Sibelius would become, because Sibelius, in many ways, created his own forms within his symphony. And his thematic material and harmonies are quite different than anything that had happened before. That being said, there are just huge, lush string sounds, string long melodies, very romantic sounding throughout this work. And Sibelius is known for his use of his brass as well, where these soaring lines come as the strings are playing. These other soaring lines of brass come out just like in waves. It's a wonderful sound, and people will truly enjoy it.
Yeah. Of course, the concert performance coming up tomorrow night at the Jack Howard Theater. There is also another signature event coming up November 22nd. Clay wanted to get just a moment to tell us a little bit more about Art with a Bayou View.
Yes, Art with a Bayou View, which is going to be here at the library at ULM this year, which is a new venue for us. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful time artists get to show off what they can do, local artists. And Joe Holyfield has always been a great supporter with us to help put this thing together. And it's going to be bigger than ever this year. We're really pleased how things are progressing with that.
And a juried competition to boot, so.
That's exactly right.
A lot of great things going on with the Monroe Symphony Orchestra. The concert coming up tomorrow night, Fanfare and First at the Jack Howard Theater.
Yes, the performance time is 7 p.m. tomorrow night, Jack Howard Theater, and they can call the orchestra office at 812-6761.
Clay Couturio serves as conductor of the Monroe Symphony Orchestra. Clay, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.